These are U.S. air bases in the Republic of Vietnam. There are many others, but these have been hit again and again by Viet Cong raiders. The damage to aircraft, buildings, and all related facilities so necessary to tactical air operations, plus the toll of dead or injured airmen, continues to mount. The simple tasks of maintaining and launching air operations in such an austere environment becomes difficult when security is an added problem. When there are no front lines, and each base is surrounded by guerrilla forces who are apparently well aware of the soft spots, the security of Air Force resources and people can be classified as uncertain. The problem is obvious. The Air Force, instead of maintaining internal base security as it had in the past, is faced with the responsibility for establishing and maintaining in-depth base defense in a hostile environment. To fulfill the pressing need for in-depth air-based defense in a hostile environment, the Air Force, following Chief of Staff approval of an Inspector General proposal, created the 1041st United States Air Force Security Police Squadron. Operating under the code name Safe Side, some 200 officers and men, all volunteers, began an accelerated 15-week training course in the Hawaiian Islands. Prior to this, a cadre of officers and men had completed a 9-week training course at the Army's Ranger School in Georgia. On 1 September 1966, the cadre joined up with the remainder of the Safe Side contingent in Hawaii. For the next 15 weeks, this prototype unit underwent a grueling day and night training program that would soon shape it into a highly capable, hard-hitting, combat-oriented security police force. Confidence course, designed primarily to build up the men's speed and endurance, and to generally develop physical conditioning to a high degree. The training was unique and covered a spectrum of situations and equipment seldom, if ever, encountered in any Air Force training program to date. Water survival course gave each man the opportunity to learn and become proficient in the techniques of handling both himself and his equipment in such an environment. Weapons training was emphasized, since such equipment as this is not a normal part of the security police armament inventory. Quickly passed the learning stage, and in short order were experts with all weapons. technique of patrolling with all the variations were outlined and executed. Field operations using the M113 armored personnel carrier were carried out. Instruction in the use of various types of detection devices, known collectively as tactical security support equipment, was a key part of the SafeSide program. By the end of 1966, training had been completed, and the 1041st started deployment. The next stop, Phu Cat Air Base in the Republic of Vietnam.